The North Carolina Elections Board is investigating possible voter tampering in the disputed 9th congressional district race. Republican Mark Harris narrowly leads Democrat Dan McCready in uncertified results. The board heard some explosive testimony Tuesday. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Andy Yates founded Red Dome Group in 2013. Republican Mark Harris hired the Charlotte area firm in 2017 to oversee his campaign for the 9th district congressional seat. Yates provided expertise in direct mail, robocalls, and other forms of communication. He did not specialize in direct voter contact, like getting out absentee-by-mail votes. For that, the Harris campaign had already hired Bladen County political operative McCray Dowless. Yates testified Dowless came highly recommended by well-respected people such as ex-judge Marion Warren, until recently the director of the North Carolina Administrative Office of the Courts.
He sounded like somebody who knew the law very well. He sounded like somebody who knew his county very well, who kept good records, was well organized, knew who was likely to request absentee ballots in his county.
So Yates used about $130,000 of the Harris campaign's $2 million war chest to finance Dowless's efforts. But McCray Dowless's former stepdaughter testified this week that Dowless paid her and other workers to illegally collect absentee ballots, at times incomplete, unsealed, and not properly witnessed, and then deliver them to him. Andy Yates was emphatic in his testimony on Tuesday that he had no idea Dowless was engaged in such conduct.
I've worked too hard to build my business to let one person lie to me and do something wrong that they specifically told me they weren't doing and ruined me and ruined my business.
Yates said Dowless told him he never mishandled ballots and instructed his workers never to do so. The same goes for GOP candidate Mark Harris, according to his attorney, Alex Dale.
What we've learned today is that both Andy Yates and Dr. Harris were told by McCray Dowless that everything he was doing was legal.
Dale said Harris has nothing to hide and would definitely testify at the board hearing. But attorney Mark Elias scoffs at the idea that Harris knew nothing about Dowless's tactics. Elias represents Dan McCready.
When the state board is done hearing all of the evidence, it will be clear to them, as it is clear to any fair-minded North Carolinian, that the results of this election were irretrievably tainted by fraud and deceit and cheating.
For his part, McCray Dowless refused to testify without legal immunity. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.